Last week, I assigned a reading on Mesozoic era dinosaur fossils. This era ended about 65 million years ago. Today, we'll be discussing a certain type of dinosaur that lived in that era, called the sauropods. We'll primarily be comparing modern animals to what we know about ancient animals through the fossil record. Now, who can tell me what a fossil is?
I know. A fossil is an imprint left by organic things left in sediment or rock. The cells are mineralized, leaving behind patterns of bones, organs, even feathers or eggs.
Right you are. Now back to sauropods. These dinosaurs were the largest animals to ever exist on this world. Dwarfing even blue whales, they weighed up to 100 tons and were surprisingly successful in their time. There's evidence of dinosaurs in the fossil record for a period lasting nearly 100 million years. Biologically and logically, sauropods shouldn't have been that successful. Large creatures like elephants and whales need a lot of space and food to survive and tend to have fewer offspring compared to smaller animals. Populations, therefore, tend to decline slowly or barely keep steady. Large animals also tend to have a body heat problem. Eating over 8,000 pounds of food a day, their cells produce a lot of heat while burning through all those calories. A blue whale has the advantage in being submerged in heat-leaching water, but a sauropod would not have that environment. Blue whales also have the advantage by eating brine shrimp, which are widespread and high in volume in the ocean, allowing the whales to eat hundreds of pounds of them by just swimming around. For a long time, historians assumed their survival was due to the Mesozoic era's huge biodiversity and abundance of plant life. Recently, scientists have discovered that the oxygen content back then was significantly lower than it is today. A lot less plant life, too. From the fossil record, we found that sauropods were experts at conserving energy. Gigantic stomachs allow them to eat whole stems and leaves, letting the plant matter sit in their stomach and digest slowly over a long period of time. Not just in fat, sauropods saved undigested food in their huge stomachs to have energy store for later. In comparison, animals with small stomachs need to spend a lot of energy in a constant hunt for more food to keep them going.
How do scientists know all this stuff about sauropods? Just by looking at their bones? Aren't they just guessing?
Excellent question. Yes, there's always a bit of guesswork when it comes to studying extinct animals. However, there are a lot of things we can prove from those fossils that support our theories. If there's ever evidence that disproves a previous theory, a good scientist will discard the previous theory and try to make a new one to include the new evidence. For example, sauropods don't chew their food. We know this because their skulls lack distinctive ridges where other dinosaur skulls and modern animals have connective tissue between bone and muscle. Sauropods would swallow their food whole, as well as rocks, to help digest their food by rolling around in their stomach. We also found strangely rounded rocks in the stomachs of sauropods. In many sites, it was a common occurrence. Stones like that are called gastroliths, and there are modern animals that use the same method of digestion. Alligators, herbivorous birds, and sea lions all use gastroliths, also known as gizzard stones, to help them digest. Ostriches use it as well, though in the case of birds, they're usually called grit, as the gastrolith is usually made up of very small stones or particles of sand. While the stones found in the sauropod stomach cavity impression may be simply rocks accidentally swallowed while grazing for food, the gastrolith theory is popular and widespread. Hopefully one day, scientists will be able to come to a concrete answer. Until then, scientists will continue to study both modern animals and fossil records, crafting theories about eating habits and trying to gather more information about these giant creatures.